This is the night. Exult. Be glad. Rejoice. Words taken from the Exultet, sung most beautifully for us by Cathy Desjardins at the beginning of our vigil. Delightful words, consoling words, but not the most surprising and amazing ones. My favorite three words in any language are O felix culpa, the Latin for O happy fault. To complete the phrase, O happy fault that earned so great, so glorious a redeemer. And that happy fault, the Exultet tells us, O truly necessary sin of Adam, destroyed completely by the death of Christ. Let the implications of a necessary sin sit with you for a moment. However you conceive of Adam and Eve and the story of humanity's fall from grace and from intimacy with God, the Church, on this most solemn night of the year, tells us that if Adam and Eve hadn't failed so spectacularly, we would never have the joy of knowing Jesus Christ and celebrating his resurrection. The folly and sin of Adam and Eve, disastrous as it was for them and for all of us, was necessary. When we're prepared and ready, God can and does take the most awful and shameful moments of our lives and transforms them into a blessing. The coming of Christ among us, his passion and death, do not end in failure and tragedy, but in the glory of the resurrection. The late, great Tony DeMello tells us, be grateful for your sins. They are carriers of grace. I know that in my own life, the only way that I've learned to love and be more compassionate is because in the face of my own sinfulness and failures, I have experienced mercy and compassion from God and from those I've sinned against. In his song, Anthem, Leonard Cohen tells us, there is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. The same point is made by theologian Richard Rohr. You can't come to God by doing it right. You come to God by doing it wrong. Otherwise, you don't fall in love with God, you fall in love with yourself. At morning prayer here on Thursday, Tim Shriver also cited Richard Rohr, saying something which I've been pondering ever since. Jesus did not come to change God's mind about humanity. Jesus came to change the humanity of man about God. I screwed up that quote. I don't quite know why I'm citing so many authors this evening, but here I go again. J.D. Salinger, of all people, has one of his characters say, I suspect that God is plotting to make me happy. Since the beginning, God has tried to show us that are feeble, fragile, and often faulty concepts of divine love, justice, and mercy, cannot even begin to grasp their inconceivable universality and depth. God made a covenant with Abraham, sent Israel both prophets and kings, until finally Jesus came among us to definitively show us the way to love and to serve. And to give but one example, it's what the washing of the feet at the Last Supper is all about. Those who will now be baptized and received into our extraordinary, holy, and very imperfect church have, over the course of their preparation, changed their perceptions about God and about how they can best respond to God's love in their lives. Each of them certainly believes that God is plotting to make them happy. I offer you my congratulations, my prayers, and my support in the months and years to come. And I know that you will all join me in that. Our parish is blessed with a multitude of generous souls who help. But forgive me if I take this moment on behalf of the elect and the candidates to single out for gratitude those who have been their guides so far. For the children, Judith Brousseau, Beth Hoffman, and their amazing team. For the adults, I begin with Bill Ryan, whose care and devotion is evident to all. Because of new responsibilities, Bill has passed the baton to me, which is a great joy for me, but I'm sure a sadness for him. Peggy Earhart, Marie Duji, and Mike Regan do a remarkable job with those taking their first tentative steps towards joining the church. Anne Kester and Jean Morris have given decades of selfless service to RCIA, and together with our sponsors and supporters, by God's grace, make it all come together this evening. From the bottom of my heart, I simply say to each of you, thank you. This is the night. Exult, be glad, rejoice. Alleluia, alleluia.